Chris Corsi got some time off from his new job this week, as the Santa Rosa City Council didn't hold their usual Tuesday afternoon meeting. But the longtime local newspaperman has settled into his new civic role quite comfortably.
Being a journalist, and a local journalist, is probably as good a preparation as any for becoming a local elected official. I've always joked that you get to know a little bit about a lot of things. You don't become an expert on anything in daily journalism, but you touch on all kinds of different aspects of your community. And, you know, I've lived in Santa Rosa for 35 years, and I think I am an expert on the city of Santa Rosa.
Helped by some strong name recognition, Corsi led all vote getters in the city council balloting last November. Upon being sworn in, he was promptly chosen to be vice mayor. And right away, he was part of a council confronting some complicated, difficult issues.
The issues that are in front of us that we've decided are our priorities are tough issues that aren't going to be solved by this council or the next one or maybe the next one after that. We're talking about homelessness, affordable housing, things that we don't have control over. You know, we can make some difference, and I think that we will. But these aren't things that we can snap our fingers and make go away just with a vote.
But there are also some longstanding issues this council may finally be able to resolve, such as rethinking the future of Courthouse Square or annexing Roseland.
That's something that we can do, I think, and that's moving along pretty well. I think we're going to be able to do that this time after talking about it for 25 years.
This is one of several issues, Corsi admits, where the need for action has been galvanized in part by the detailed demographics compiled in the recently published Portrait of Sonoma County.
It shows very starkly that not everyone has the same kind of lives who live in Santa Rosa, who live in Sonoma County. And it's important to me that we concentrate on bringing people up. Make the good life that a lot of us enjoy in Santa Rosa available to everybody who lives here.
Unlike the past few years, the current city council appears to be wading into its list of complicated issues without the rancor and divisiveness that often characterized their interactions before. Corsi sees two reasons for this.
Adding three new people has helped a lot. The four members who carried over, I think that they're changing as well. But I think the main difference is the city manager. I give him a ton of credit. He's changed the tone of things. He's really opened up the way city government at the top works.
So, 8 months in, Corsi is busily enjoying his new role while trying not to let it become a full-time occupation.
Really, it can be as much as you let it. If you wanted, you could have a full-time job. You could have more than a full-time job just doing the things related to city council work. It's not an easy job. You're never going to make everybody happy, and you're always going to hear from the people that you make mad. So you have to be ready to take your lumps and accept the criticism. But I'm happy to be doing it. I think we've got the city moving in the right direction. And the city of Santa Rosa actually has the potential and the opportunity to do some good things in the next few years.
But as a reluctant campaigner in the first place, he's nowhere near ready to start thinking about a possible second term.
All I want to do right now is serve the term that I was elected to serve, which still has more than 3 years to go in it. So I don't have to worry about that right now, and I'm really happy that I don't.
As experienced reporters know, deadlines are only something to worry about when they're drawing near. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.